Tension is running high in restive northeastern Indian state of Assam following the killing of four Muslim traders, allegedly by Bodo tribal militants in Baksa district. The bodies of four persons, including two minors who were abducted by National Democratic Front of Bodoland militants, were recovered from a nearby river, triggering massive protests in the area and prompting authorities to impose curfew in twin districts of Baksa and Barpeta.
That is being suspected to be the handiwork of some militant groups, but the investigation is on.
The horrific incident comes nearly 2 months after 45 Muslims were killed and thousands were rendered homeless in Bodoland Territorial Council administered districts, where Bodo ethnic tribes are demanding a separate state called Bodoland despite being in minority.
Instead of cracking down on militants, police is beating and arresting us for raising voice against injustice and oppression being meted out to us.
The region has seen several violent clashes in the past between Muslims and Bodo ethnic group, who accuse the former of being illegal immigrants from Bangladesh. Observers believe the violence against Muslims is politically motivated. They say the perpetrators have been let off and that has encouraged more violence and given rise to a culture of impunity in the region.
I think major problem here is with the Indian state or government, whatever you call it, that they have been granting impunity to the killers. If you allow impunity for such crime, such genocide against humanity, you create a condition for genocide further. And that is what has happened.
Talking to Press TV, Assam's Minister for Border Areas, Siddiq Ahmed, admitted state government's failure to protect Muslims in the troubled region.
The role of police has been far from satisfactory. Our government has failed to rein in the extremist element in the state and save the lives of Muslims.
More than 4,000 people, mostly Muslims, have been killed and tens of thousands rendered homeless since 1992 in the state.
For minority Muslims in this northeastern Indian state, it's a constant struggle between life and death. The latest killing of four Muslims by Bodo militants is yet another reminder why it's difficult being a minority in India. Sadly Safi, Press TV, from northeastern Indian state of Assam.